This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now. I wish you saw, side captain, Mr. Know-It-All.
I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. I just had a listener ask me why I've mentioned a few times recently that the Never Trump crowd should admit they're wrong. Why does that matter, I was asked. Here's why it matters. There are a whole host of Never Trumpers, rhinos, and imaginary conservatives that did not vote for Donald Trump and said he'll be an awful president, and actually, by doing so, suggested that Hillary Clinton would have been a better choice. You look at the Supreme Court and what has happened, and the decisions over the last year that have been handed down by this Supreme Court that included Neil Gorsuch. We would be in a different America today if Donald Trump had not won the presidency. And he didn't win the presidency with the help of anybody from the Never Trump side, you see. People like George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Bill Kristol, whoever it may be. The reason they need to admit they're wrong at this point, and this president has done more than they could possibly imagine in pursuit of conservative ideas, is so that the next time there's an election, they get to the ballot box and they vote appropriately for the defense of the American Constitution, the United States, and make sure that we turn back this tide of socialism. That's why it's important. Look at that. How convenient. Julie Gundlach is on my program here today. Senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. Julie, welcome back.
Nice intro. I'm so sorry. I have said sorry.
I wasn't referring to you.
I know.
I wasn't referring to you. I know you've said you made a mistake. And going forward, I mean, let me ask you something. As you look at, I know we're supposed to talk about plastic straws, but we'll get to that maybe.
Yeah, boring.
It may be. But when you look at Brett Kavanaugh and you look at these liberals outside the United States Supreme Court, and they've got their placards with their laundry list of what's wrong with, you know, Republicans and conservatives and the evils of the world, and the person is the Antichrist, they don't even know who Brett Kavanaugh is.
No,
they don't know anything he's ever written, and they have blank placards. It's fill in the blank protest now on the left side.
Yeah, look, I cannot be more thrilled. I tell you, the night that Kavanaugh was nominated it was fun to watch Twitter and watch how happy people were and watch the utter meltdowns. I mean, I thought it was net neutrality. I thought it was the tax cut. No, it's Brett Kavanaugh that's going to put me in chains.
Right.
I will soon be locked in my house. I'll have to, put some sort of, I'll have to totally cover my body soon.
No. You'll have to remove your shoes and get in the kitchen where you belong.
Yes,
all right.
Yes,
and a whole bunch of white guys wearing white pointed bed sheets will become running out of the shadows any moment
now. My husband will suddenly become very mean to me, demand that I stay inside. Anyway, so
Julie, hold on. It's not like you can even think for yourself and vote for yourself. I mean, Hillary told you so. Come on, wake up.
Right. Michelle Obama thinks I'm just sort of brainwashed by my husband and father. But look, this is a great moment for the country. Brett Kavanaugh, he is committed to originalism, to textualism. He believes in judicial humility. He's written over 300 or nearly 300 opinions. He has just a superb judicial demeanor. We are in good shape. This is great. And I think everybody who was, worried about Trump during the election really needs to reflect on that and say, look, I will say this, though. I think there are people that still are critical of Trump that they're not Never Trumpers. They're sort of the sometimes critical of something, sometimes praise Trump. And so I think I think on the right, there's healthy analysis and criticism of Trump
And I'm perfectly okay with that, Julie. The problem that I have is with imbeciles.
Of course.
And I use that term to illustrate who Bill Kristol really is.
Right. And Jennifer Rubin.
Exactly. These people are imbeciles because, it reminds me of the scene from Jaws. I said this yesterday, but it's like when Quint says, well, it proves one thing, college boy. You can't admit when you're wrong. When he's talking to Richard Dreyfuss in the movie, he's right about that. It proves one thing. You guys can't admit when you're wrong. Because listen, what they have preached about my entire life, smaller government, lower taxes, less regulation, everything that they've dreamed about as conservatives is what he has delivered to them.
Right. And to see Bill Kristol and Jennifer Rubin and others continue down the side. I think Jonah Goldberg gets a lot of heat for this, but I don't find him to be sort of this like Jennifer Rubin style never Trumper. I think he does praise the president when he deserves it. But again, the reluctance to celebrate some of the wins that we've had, the fact that the Heritage Foundation has said that Trump is governing to the right of Reagan. It's pretty remarkable what he has done.
And when the Heritage Foundation is labeled as a far right fringe group,
right.
and the Federalist Society that gave us how many Supreme Court justices, some that are still there, like Alito and Thomas that are still there, is a far right radical organization, is the Federalist Society. That's what you would believe if you listen to the liberals.
It's also really interesting to watch the media now openly write anti-Catholic, bigoted anti-Catholic pieces. I mean, we're going back to the sort of concerns of having a Catholic president in the 60s. It's some really creepy, very bigoted writing we're seeing out of journalists about Kavanaugh and Amy Barrett.
Oh, that's right.
Two Catholic judges and people were very, the Daily Beast.
Well, it is interesting to note. I find it interesting, Julie, that, that there are if Kavanaugh or when Kavanaugh gets confirmed, that'll make like four or five Catholics on the Supreme Court. I mean, the Protestants are woefully underrepresented. It's true.
Hey, there's still one Protestant.
I understand. There's one. Kavanaugh is so radical. He's cisgendered, lives in the suburbs of Maryland, attends Catholic Church, coaches his daughter's basketball team. This guy is a fringe, radical, obviously.
Right. Probably mows his own lawn, which is unheard of in the D.C. area. My husband mows his own lawn. And he also cuts his own wood, like he splits his wood, and the neighbors look at us like we are freaks. So, this guy. I mean, even in his statement at the White House, this wasn't. I mean, it was a great speech. It was fine. It was a great speech. But this guy does not look like this sort of frothing at the mouth, sort of radical, eager to put women in the
handmaid's tale. I think that people are smart enough to figure it out.
And then the left acts this way. It's just insane. And I think most common sense Americans can see this is just yet more hysteria from the left.
You got it. Julie Gundlach nails it. By the way, Julie, I think that we should ban plastic grocery bags. We'll talk about. I do believe that it's not a joke.
Dear God.
Next time
we're talking about that.
Next time.
You're wrong.
All right. No, I'm not. I'm right.